A lawyer sent a note to a client. Dear Jim, I thought I saw you on the street the other day. I crossed over to say hello, but it wasn't you, so I went back. 1/10 of an hour, $25.
All right. What do you have when you've got 6 lawyers buried up to their necks in sand?
Not enough sand.
Why won't sharks eat lawyers?
Professional courtesy.
Yeah.
Why does New Jersey have so many toxic waste dumps and Washington, D.C. has so many lawyers?
New Jersey got first choice.
So this young lawyer meets the devil at a bar association convention. The devil says, listen, if you give me your soul and give me the souls of everyone in your family, I'll make you a full partner in your firm. And the young lawyer says, so what's the catch?
All right. So the lawyer is cross-examining the doctor about whether or not he had checked the pulse of the deceased before he signed the death certificate. Mm-hmm. No, the doctor said, I did not check his pulse. And did you listen for a heartbeat, said the lawyer? No, I did not, said the doctor. So, said the lawyer, when you signed the death certificate, you had not taken proper steps to make sure he was dead. The doctor said, well, let me put it this way. The man's brain was in a jar on my desk, but for all I know, he could be out practicing law somewhere.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. We used to sit and tell them every night. Looked forward every month to Reader's Digest. But I never hear jokes now, I don't know why.
So do you know how many Irishmen it does take to change a light bulb?
No, I don't.
15. Mm. One to hold the bulb and the rest to drink whiskey until the room spins.
I see.
How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb?
I have no idea.
One, but only if the light bulb really wants to change.
So how many IBM engineers does it take to change a burnt light bulb?
I don't know.
Well, none. They merely change the standard to darkness, and then they upgrade the customers. Simple.
How many narcissists does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
One. Uh-huh. He holds the bulb while the world revolves around him.
Uh-huh. Good.
How many women with PMS does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
6.
Why?
It just does, okay?
Okay, okay.
So, how many advertising execs does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Interesting question. What do you think?
How many art students does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
1, but he gets 2 credits.
How many grad students does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
1, but it takes 10 years.
Ooh. Okay, one more. How many programmers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. That's a hardware problem.
I see.
How many feminists does it take to change a light bulb?
1 to change it and 15 to form a support group.
I don't think that's funny.
I don't think that's funny
that's
either.
Not funny.
I never hear those good old jokes I used to. They don't tell so many down at the mall. I never heard one from the clerks at the 7-Eleven. You can't repeat the ones from the men's room wall.
So the Iowan walks into the hardware store to buy a chainsaw, and he says, I want one that'll cut down about 10 trees in an hour. So the clerk sells him one, and the next day, the Iowan comes in, he's all upset, and he says, hey, this chainsaw only cut down 1 little tree in 1 hour. And the clerk said, gee, well, let me take a look at it. And he pulled on the starter rope, and the saw started up, and the Iowan said, hey, what's that noise?
Chicken walks into a library. That's funny already. Chicken walks into the library, walks up to the librarian and says, bah. Librarian says, you want a book? Bah. You want a book? Any book? Bah. So, librarian gives the chicken a novel, and off she goes, comes back a little later and says, bah, bah. Librarian says, you want 2 books? Bah, bah. So, she gives the chicken 2 more books, and she goes off and comes back later. Bah, bah, bah. Says, 3 books, 2 shorts and a long. Buck, buck, buck. So she gives the librarian 3 books. And the librarian gives the chicken 2 books. By this time, she's fascinated. So she follows the chicken down the road. The chicken's got 3 books under her wings, and you can easily picture that. And she's hopping along, and you know how chickens move. She gets down into the swamp and goes up to the creek there, and a frog comes out.